Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this wonderful nation. Unfortunately, there was a shooter on the loose at a New Jersey mall just 12 miles outside of Manhattan. Luckily, in this case, he was dressed in black. People say he had no emotion on his eyes. They could hear pop, pop, pop. They found a shell casing, they being the cops who got there pretty quickly. In the end, no injuries, nobody was hurt, and he got out of the mall somehow. Happened about 9:30-ish Eastern. Pretty scary, though. And it scares people because we just had all of the wild reports about the LAX shooting and a TSA agent being killed, and a couple of other people being wounded. So a shooter in an airport, a school, a post office, a neighborhood, whatever, it's the same. People all of a sudden start to freak out and think, shooters, shooters everywhere. I go to the mall, and look what happens. I turn on the tube, turn on this fabulous radio station, and what do I hear? I hear about a horrible, senseless shooting. The bottom line is, and I do hope this does not become more of that tug of war back and forth over guns. We are not solving that one. There's the big three. You know what the big three are? One starting to fade, but abortion would be one, guns another, and gay rights another. That is, all three are one and the same in the fact that you have a very polarizing, opinionated crowd when you bring up any of those subjects. And we've been talking about them probably since I was born, since you were born. Especially with guns, it is the red-hot topic. And Second Amendment rights, so big. Could we really afford to not have people who already have guns have them taken away? The answer is no, because there are people, it is underreported, I absolutely believe that, and I've seen that, that have defended themselves just because they have a gun in their home. We certainly have talked about that on America Tonight. We definitely have talked about that. So coming up in our next segment, more specifics, peeling back another layer on the constitutional rights, I guess, of gun owners and looking at the law, looking at how the law is and what we have on the books, you know, varies so much from state to state, although the Supreme Court had a say in that, and that's why the makeup of the court is so interesting and why it's so hilarious when people are confirmed, they say they don't have any biases. What? You do not have blood coursing through your body if you don't have some natural bias, even if you try to be open-minded about a ton of different things, plethora of things. There's definitely certain beliefs in your system, I think, that you have them, and they don't just get lost because you try to push them away. So with more news of another shooting, even though it's much different than the situation in LAX, there's more conversation about guns. That's what's taking place. Guns, 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 guns. Tuesday is a big day for certain ballot measures, and there's some voting going on. So it's not a presidential year, but there are definitely some interesting things happening, including six states are going to consider 31 ballot measures in all, including questions about pot and labels for genetically modified food. That sounds unappetizing. We know the GMOs. The other questions, they're probably the biggest highlights. Some of the other questions are For example, voters in Jersey considering whether to amend their constitution in New Jersey to raise the state minimum wage from $7.25 to $8.25 an hour. And then annual increases tied to the cost of living. 18 states, did you know, this is an interesting fact, have a minimum wage that exceeds the federal requirement. In New York, this is a big one in New York, they're being asked to revise their constitution to allow the legislature in Albany to authorize 7 casinos. The goal, money, more money for public schools and maybe cutting local property taxes. Now, which way do you think that's going to go? I'm going to say they're going to get those casinos. I have a feeling. I think they're going to get those casinos. And the pot issue is pretty interesting because of it. If certain states vote the way of Colorado and Washington, then for small amounts of pot, people will be able to walk around with that and not get busted for it. But they're also in Colorado, where they did legalize it. They're being asked to impose, this is Colorado, a 15% excise tax on pot to help fund school construction, 10% sales tax to bolster marijuana-related law enforcement efforts. So that's interesting, isn't it? So they're singling out pot for higher taxation than other things like beer and whatever, but they still think it will pass. They think it passes pretty easily. So Tuesday will be interesting, to say the least. I think the modified food, the labeling genetically modified food, is interesting. Because in Washington State, they're considering an initiative that require labeling all food containing genetically modified ingredients. And that would put the local consumer advocates who say, we got to have this, we got to have this, we got to have informed choices, that would put them against the agribusinesses that say the law is going to spook customers and imply that the products are unsafe, that they're going to get cancer and other diseases. So they don't like it because they don't want to have to answer those questions. I think when you say genetically modified, it already conjures up a little bit of scariness to me. So I think they lost that argument anyway, because there are people that absolutely would put their foot down at this point for sure, not wanting to wait and see if any damage is going to come out of it. So how about that? 95 bills relating to the pot issue have been introduced in state legislatures so far this year. 95. That's a lot. Different forms, I guess, of, you know, redos and whatnot, talking about a huge change. If across the board you had those pot initiatives, one, you'd raise a lot of money. Some law enforcement would be totally behind it, and others would say, whoa, this is a gateway drug, my friends. We're talking about the Second Amendment next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
And certainly we have people that are lined up on all issues, you know, all issues related to it, all sides of this. Anytime there's any kind of a shooting, a mass shooting, whether it's the LAX situation where you had someone with an assault rifle, luckily it wasn't as bad as it could be, although one death is one too many, or the horrific school shootings, then it opens up more conversation about guns and rights and all that sort of stuff. So Ted Johnson's in our virtual green room right now. He's a former government employee and a gun enthusiast. He's got a new book out, The Second Amendment Controversy Explained, and it goes deep, deep, deep. He really peels back the onion on this into some details about the arguments for each of the positions. And, of course, the Second Amendment and the documents and the reasoning and all of that. Ted, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
What was it that drove you to write this book? Is it because that you like guns? You hear the arguments I'm talking about? You wanted to go deeper and clarify some things? What drove you to write the book in the first place?
Well, I was shooting at a public shooting range in Indiana. And after I had finished my shooting, I went and passed a sign that I had not seen there before saying, Indiana State handgun license required to shoot handguns. And they had recently put up that sign, so I figured they recently passed the law, but it turned out I found that I had been committing a misdemeanor for many years by shooting at that range.
Wow.
By the way, the statute of limitations is over with now, so I can confess my crimes without fear of retribution.
Yeah, there you go.
But so it was a personal thing. I said,
yeah.
You know, there's Some say it's only for the militia-related people, and some say it's individual rights. You know, what on earth is going on here?
Yeah.
So that's what started. It was a personal. And once I started accumulating, the data I had, and I said, hey, this is interesting stuff. So I decided to document it. And that's how it came about.
Do you think there's a right or wrong in this? I mean, people are passionate, there's no doubt, for decades about it.
There is, I'll put it this way, it's ideological. It goes along with whether you believe the Constitution is a living, breathing, changing document at the whim of whatever politician wants it to say, or whether you believe that it's that it means what it says and is changed only by the amendment process. So you got those two ideological, approaches to the thing. And I can, as I put in the book, there was no controversy at all about whether the Second Amendment was an individual right until 1941. It was an individual right assumed, practiced right on up until that point in time. And in 1941, the First Circuit Court had a case where a bad guy had a revolver, and they were trying to say, well, he shouldn't have had that revolver to help him do his bad deeds. And so basically, they looked to a Supreme Court case that was 2 years earlier, said the Supreme Court did not mean what it said. And it only addressed, in that Supreme Court case, the Supreme Court only addressed the issue for that particular case and didn't give a general rule, whereas the Supreme Court said basically that if a arm can be used by the military, that is protected by the Second Amendment. A weapon can be used by the military, it's protected. And the weapon that was under consideration at the Supreme Court case was a sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah.
The First Circuit Court said, well, sawed-off shotguns are useful in trench warfare. And so we've got to find some, Supreme Court couldn't mean what it said. So they said, well, we've got to find some other way of judging these things. And so they came up with the idea that, well, if you're using a weapon in direct support of the militia, then it's protected. Otherwise, it's not.
Mm.
So 1941 is where it began.
1941. And then, of course, through the years, we've seen other challenges and discussions over it. And as I mentioned at the top, whenever there's any horrific mass shooting or lone gunman, let's say, who goes and to a school or a public place or whatever it is, then it reignites the argument. And as you also know, Ted, it varies from state to state. I mean, do you think in this research that you've done that in one sense state rights are always going to trump what happens federally? Because in one way, I don't think they want to touch too much federally. It's a hot potato, and it's easier to kind of spout things off and toss it around.
Well,
like you saw what happened with the assault ban the second time around. I don't know that we'll ever have straight across the board a federal law that trumps what's already in the Constitution. What do you think?
Well, actually, it's interesting you bring that up. Number one, the Supreme Court has very recently ruled that the Second Amendment applies to local and state governments in addition to the federal government. That was a case brought against the city of Chicago about their draconian.
Oh, yeah.
So, So it is now, by a split decision, 5-4, that the Second Amendment applies to local and state governments in addition to the federal government. And another thing is that gun control people ignore the many, many, many times the firearms are used by citizens in defense of themselves and their families and their property.
Right, right. And overwhelmingly, a lot of those cases don't get reported.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, when we hear it, it's a big deal.
Many times that's without firing a shot.
Right. It's just having the weapon.
That's right.
Yeah, having the weapon. Do you, you know, in looking at this and then looking back at documents and supporting it and whatnot, did you come across anything that was just so utterly confusing? You think, well, of course, it's, you know, one of the things your book, the title says, explained. You talk about court cases. You mentioned 1941, and then also government people discussing the news summaries, the incidents, and the uses of firearms. What did you find that was interesting among government types?
Well, there's really quite a few. for instance, you can go to a Supreme Court case early on that basically said that none of the rights in the Bill of Rights applied to the states, for example. Mm-hmm. And that since has been discredited, but nevertheless, you can find that as a court case, and the Second Amendment has been plucked out of that particular case, and they see here the Supreme Court says the Second Amendment does not apply to the states.
Yeah.
But that's cherry picking, and you know, it's basically dishonest reporting when you look over the subsequent happenings.
Yeah.
But the disappointing thing is the Supreme Court in the last couple of cases dealing with the Second Amendment, the decisions were split 5-4. There were 4 Supreme Court justices that said, no, it's a collective right. And you can look at their reasonings, and they really don't hold up to a literal reading of history and of the various court cases and so forth. It's very disappointing. So even though we have the Supreme Court decisions coming down, as I am convinced, on the right side of the Second Amendment, you still have 4 Supreme Court justices clinging to the collective right.
Right, and if there is a change in the Supreme Court, of course it can go in a different direction, which is always the concern about what could happen there. Ted Johnson, thanks so much for joining us.
You're
the
very
Second
welcome.
Amendment controversy explained. People can get that at Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon, that's the place to get it, or Barnes & Noble, any place where books are sold, I'm sure. Ted, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
You know what? It's time to put technology away when you smash into a herd of cows. A 21-year-old New York woman suffered this fate. What was she doing? She was using her cell phone. She plowed her Jeep right into the cows on Mountain Road last week. Six of the cows were struck. Two farm workers were nearly hit. Oh, that would have been bad. Three of the cows had to undergo emergency surgery for their injuries. And the 21-year-old, Daisy Cowett, now there is laughter in that, I can just hear. Are you laughing at that? Cowett hits cows. So Cowett was charged with reckless endangerment, criminal mischief, and reckless driving. She faces charges of driving while using a cell phone, failure to exercise due care, both traffic infractions. So what happens when you're driving and you're busy on the cell phone talking, you plow into things like cows? And she's very lucky that she didn't hit a bunch of people, because since there were farmers there, and if she had hit one of the farm workers, then it would be curtains for her. But it just goes to show you. I mean, I don't know about all of you listening to America Tonight, but I guarantee you at least five times in my day, if I'm driving around, I see someone either texting on a phone, cutting across lanes, or just they're texting, or people talking on the phone. And, boy, you know, as much as I'm not about let's get some more laws, let's hit people with laws, and let's try to tell them how they're supposed to behave, I think it's really, really scary. I can't imagine if you had a teenager who was about to learn to drive and you were going to put them out on the road. I think I'd be a very cautious parent. I mean, seriously. Because, I mean, what do you do? How do you regulate? See, that there's the case where I don't like too much government, right? And I think it should be up to the states, and it is up to the states to decide. I mean, the cell phone laws vary from spot to spot. But, I mean, give me a break there. Can we not pull over onto the side of the road and have our conversations? By the way, I have to say hats off to Mr. Florida Doug. He said it was utter madness. Now, that's coming up with a punchline just like that. I can think so many of a few of them myself. Movie Jim says she's just trying to milk it. Harmony says that's no bull. This is a smart crowd, I tell you what. A lot of frustrated comedians, perhaps. But and her last name is Cowett, like I said. Is that the most insane thing of all? Cowett on the cell phone. Can you imagine the headlines you could write with that? Cowett kills cows. Cowett plows into cows. It is a classic blunder of the week, and it does actually point out the seriousness of the idiots who are so engrossed in their conversation, which, can you imagine what that conversation is? She's 21. Did you see the new Beyonce video? Oh, how about Wrecking Ball with Miley Cyrus? She's coming to town. I mean, you know it's got to be utter nonsense crap, right? I mean, it is. So, what a waste. What a waste of airtime, and what a waste of what could have been a really serious situation. One last one. Well, actually two, for the punchlines for the Cowett story. Harmony, again, she gets some time. Hope it wasn't a mad cow. Jack says, and now time to move on. All right, so we are moving on. How about that? You know where everybody was in Washington on Monday? They were in Virginia. Why were they in Virginia? Because they were pushing for their candidates. Biden was there taking his VP title to swing it around and push for the governor, or who he hopes is going to be governor, the Democrat, Terry McAuliffe. The Republican, Ken Cuccinelli, had plenty of Republican backup star power, if you will. Ron Paul from Texas, the former congressman, was there. Senator Marco Rubio also there to try to help and push and get Virginians involved on the Republican side. Rubio pushed Republicans, or was urging them anyway, at a pair of rallies for Cuccinelli and sending the message, we don't want Obamacare, we don't want more big government. Tuesday's election is going to be heavily watched because this is kind of a window into what's happening in politics, they think, in a big swing state. That's why it's so significant. Remember, Obama won that state in 2008 and 2012. And now you've got the House of Delegates controlled by Republicans and the governor's office. So what happens there? Does McAuliffe win this? And, of course, the Clintons came out. They rallied for him because of their ties, because of his work with the Clintons and helping them all those years. So Democrats typically struggle to get voters out, especially when it's in a non-presidential year. And the people they're looking for that they got to vote last time around are young people and non-white residents. That's the demographic they're looking for. So Tuesday is it. as to what's going to happen, and it is definitely a window into perhaps what we could see in coming down the road in the future. I don't know, Terry McAuliffe as your governor versus Cuccinelli. I think this, it may be tight early in the morning. I don't know. McAuliffe definitely pumped a bunch of dollars into this and definitely pulled out every stop that he could possibly, you know, lean on. You know, pulled out all the stops, got everybody he could to push for him. But does it ultimately lead to victory? You know, that remains to be seen, because now with the demographics of what the state makeup is, and again with how hard it is to get people to turn out in the non-presidential year, he might be struggling for those final votes that he desperately needs. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about the situation in Denver. The Denver Broncos coach underwent a heart procedure, and thank goodness at that, because it was one where John Fox was talking about getting something done at the end of the season, and not a good idea to wait as he was lightheaded. That's what the doctors told him, so they just, as soon as they found that out, they just went ahead with it. And how soon before he's back remains to be seen. They say at least a couple of weeks at this point. Jack Del Rio takes over. And then we had another coach that also went down, and we'll tell you about him as well. Scary, because these are some of the things that the rest of us mere mortals are having happen too. And then you see these coaches and think, wow, this is, you know, some of these people are pretty young and getting strokes and heart attacks and, you know, all that kind of stuff that you think of as perhaps a little bit older. All right, just to throw something else out in a twisted segment of odds and ends. I was thinking about this the other day because we had sports colliding. The end of the baseball season, of course, is long gone. But now we got hockey and we've got hoop. And more importantly, we have football. And when you watch football, how many of you are eating a pizza? I posted something on my Facebook a couple weeks ago about where they said where the 10 best pizzas were, what they were, and I didn't like any of them. So I threw in my two cents about the best pizza places. And, you know, an interesting thing is when you see pizza, because now when you sit, your captive audience, where you're on the couch, and you see all these pizza spots, it's unbelievable how much stuff they put on pizza. I mean, you used to have a handful of choices. Now it's like, wow, do you want everything? You want a hamburger on it? You want steak tartare on it? Do you want half of the vegetable aisle on top of your pizza? And apparently they just did another poll, Business Insider did, and also elections are famous for this. So I was talking about the Tuesday election, what was going to happen for governor of Virginia. You have people in waiting for news to come down, waiting for votes to be counted. And that's a big place where you'll see people just chowing down on pizza. So Business Insider, looking for a specific pizza topping, found in polling Americans that it was pepperoni, 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 hands down winning as the best topping. I don't know. I got to say onions. Come on. What about sausage? What about sausage and onions? What about pineapple Hawaiian style pizza, says Doug? That gets my vote. A little bit healthier. Put some other things on it. All right. Stay with us. Hang with us for more.
We'll be right back. big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With a record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screen lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
I heat up, I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you...
Our thoughts and prayers are first and foremost with Coach Fox and Robin and the family. It was great news to hear that, you know, he went through the procedure this morning and is out and recovering. So we're happy to hear that. I've got to be my own man on things, but, you know, Coach and I share a lot of similar beliefs. I've worked with him for a long time. I understand his philosophies, and so there aren't many that are very, very different.
All right, that's the voice of Jack Del Rio. He takes over the reins of the team, the Denver Broncos, for John Fox, who just had a heart procedure done. What I love about Jack Del Rio is he is his own man. And you hear him say that, you know, we are similar on a lot of things, but pretty much he's just taking over. I'm doing my thing, and that's it. You know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it the way I see fit, and that's me, Jack Del Rio. I don't think there's any threat to Fox's job, but what a crazy, crazy season this has actually been for Denver. And then, you know, of course, culminating with what Peyton Manning's been able to do, but, you know, it's interesting what that Fox is, like I said, so many people, in a similar situation where they have no idea that they're carrying around this ticking time bomb. And he found out, but they said he could have a surgery in the off season. But boy, as soon as he felt lightheaded, that went from the off season to, I guess you're having surgery now. I guess we're going to go ahead and do that. And he jumped in there quickly, without a doubt. I mean, they didn't wait. He didn't wait to see what was going to happen. I mean, they made that decision, and that was it, knowing and seeing what's happened with other people when they've decided to try and wait it out. So he's the interim head coach of the Broncos since Fox had to take a leave of absence to have that surgery on the heart valve. And Del Rio certainly at the helm of Jacksonville for the whole time. What was he, 9 years with Jacksonville until 2012. His record was barely a winning record, but he did lead them to a couple of playoff appearances. And it seemed like he had teams, I'll tell you, it seemed like he had teams that were pretty competitive, and then somehow they crumble in the end. But it certainly seemed like he was headed in the right direction, and Jacksonville has had problems from the beginning for a couple of different reasons, and I think some of the players, and they don't really get the players that I would consider to be premier players that they need on Jacksonville. They don't at least for now anyway. The Houston Texans head coach Gary Kubiak, we told you about him on Americans, and I'm going to throw this in because we do our Nail the Score segment on Wednesdays and talk a little football. Collapsed on the field during a Sunday night game versus the Colts last week. He collapsed when they were coming off the field and he was taken into the hospital. It turns out he has a mini stroke. A mini stroke is what it was. So, how about that? They weren't saying anything about what it was, and then all of a sudden they came out and said that, yeah, it was a mini stroke. That's why he went down the way he did, and said he was lightheaded. And again, it's the same thing. Good thing they do these precautionary things instead of rolling the dice. All right, speaking of rolling the dice, nobody nailed the score this time around. Why did nobody nail it? Because guess what? Chicago beat Green Bay 27-20. 27-20. Do you believe it? I thought this would be close, but man, I thought Green Bay would win this. Everybody except for one had Green Bay. Nobody thought that it was going to go the other way. Nobody thought that. Everybody's just thinking Packers, 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 Packers. And so I guess it was the perfect opening for Chicago, and they saw it and they took it. And McCown led the way, you know. It was the Bears over the Packers. Whatever the final score is, that's it. The final score, you know, obviously the Packers just didn't have enough oomph at the end. Aaron Rodgers wasn't hitting deep targets, and they couldn't pull it out. There was no magic in the hat.
Well, it didn't help anymore. That Aaron Rodgers got hurt either.
No, not in the beginning of the game, though. That wasn't until further on.
Right.
And so when he had some missed opportunities where they could have added up, had some points, and he didn't do it. And, of course, I mean, it might have been you, Matt, that said, somebody I was talking to yesterday was saying that they wouldn't be completely surprised if Chicago won.
That was being last night on air.
That's shocking. You better get that piece of tape we can play back.
I might have to.
But, I mean, this is Bears fans hate Green Bay. And I heard there were fans that were sitting there with cheese grater hats, and that was like the big hot thing to sell.
That was pretty creative. I saw that on TV, and I laughed. So
yeah.
I think that was a very creative idea, because you see these cheese heads everywhere. It's annoying, especially being here in Minnesota. You get some border crossers from Wisconsin that have them all over, and the cheese grater thing is very creative about that.
All right, we have to stop him, America, because you understand what he just said, border crossers. And, of course, you're not talking about the southern border. That's what they call them in Minnesota. Border crosses.
Well,
you cross over the
people jumping the river. They come across the St. Croix River.
That is so crazy. I love it. You border crossers, get out of here.
Exactly.
Oh, why do bordering states have such hated rivalries with the other state near them? It's like in New Jersey. You go anywhere in New Jersey and there's Pennsylvania drivers. People in New Jersey always say, I hate Pennsylvania drivers. They drive the worst. They're terrible. They're awful. I wish they just stay in Pennsylvania. They are the worst. You live in California and you think, oh, Californians, so sweet, so nice. And what do Californians say? They want nothing to do with the people that are flooding down at times from Seattle and Portland. They want them to just go back up into the great Northwest and stay there. And probably it's the same thing for the people in Seattle and Portland and Washington and Oregon. They don't really care for the Californians in a way. I mean, some of that is joking and ha-ha funny, but there is something to the bordering states. You know, it's that state pride thing. If you think about the beginning of the government, the birth of our government and states' rights and the 13 original and all of that, there was state pride, state flag, state everything from the beginning. And you can clearly you can see it with some of the things that people say about their neighbors on whatever side. And there was Matt with the border crossers. Keep the border crossers out. Sounds so bad, but I know exactly what he's talking about. And he just explained himself. Get them out of here. We don't want to deal with them. Movie Jim says, that's why we say, go back to Jersey, you bum. I think the best plate I ever saw, and I know in Florida, all of you listening in Florida, and I love Floridians. There was a bumper sticker. I saw it on a couple different cars, and it said, if New Jersey is so great, why don't you go back there? Because the people were complaining about the weather, complaining about, you know, whatever. And sometimes it's not even a state. Sometimes it's just two cities. Like Dallas-Fort Worth is a great example. The people in Fort Worth, I think it's a pilgrimage to get them to go to Dallas, and they only do it maybe once a year.
It's
and
the same
vice
thing
versa.
Up here with Minneapolis and St. Paul.
You don't go. So if I live in St. Paul, I don't go to Minneapolis?
Yeah, there's a big rivalry between the two cities, and if you start putting down roots in one, you kind of trash the other one and can't believe that people would live there.
Yeah, it's so funny. Oh, you guys are all coming through with some great things. How about this? Jack says California drivers should stay out of Nevada. And Harmony says Canadians are good drivers. Hey, I bet they're good drivers. A lot of fun. Thanks, guys.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.